There's an ongoing investigation into just what happened at a Houston music festival Friday night, when a stampede resulted in at least 8 deaths and multiple injuries. Houston Public Media's Sarah Willa Ernst has this report. And a note, listeners may find some of these details disturbing.
When Astroworld, a music festival hosted by Houston rapper Travis Scott, was canceled at the end of its first day, rumors started cropping up on social media of what exactly happened and theories of how so many people got hurt.
Let me caution people not to buy into the rumors, okay?
Mayor Sylvester Turner spoke at a press conference close to NRG Stadium yesterday.
It is way too preliminary now to draw any conclusions, but we're not taking anything off the table. This remains and will be a very active investigation.
But Houston Police Chief Troy Finner addressed one rumor dealing with non-consensual drug injections.
We do have a report of a security officer, and he felt a prick in his neck. When he was examined, he went unconscious. They administered Narcan. He was revived, and the medical staff did notice a prick that was similar to a prick that you would get if somebody's trying to inject.
Lena Hidalgo, who leads Harris County, which includes Houston, says she's calling for an objective, independent investigation that will evaluate the festival's security and site plans.
Perhaps the plans were inadequate. Perhaps the plans were good, but they weren't followed. Perhaps it was something else entirely. The families of those who died and everybody affected deserve answers.
Hidalgo says crowd control was a known problem during Astroworld 2019, when some concertgoers tried to breach the barricades. And more was done this year to ensure a safe concert. Officials said there were more city police officers, Live Nation hired more private security, and more space was added to the festival grounds. One festival goer, Sofia Gonzalez, put some of the blame on the fans.
In a mosh pit, the proper etiquette is you see someone fall and you pick them back up. And in this crowd, people were dropping like flies. From what I have heard from my other friends, like they were seeing people get trampled, like passing out and people just jumping on top of them. Like no one was willing to help anybody.
Once the headliner came out, Gonzalez started to get scared. She got pushed around to the point that the crowd lifted her up off the ground.
My boyfriend and I were like, we cannot stay in this crowd. We are going to pass out. We both have heart problems. We are so lucky to be alive right now.
19-year-old Luke McMahon was also at the festival.
We were so squished next to each other, there was no way that you were moving. It was more side to side or jumping up and down, you know. And people were, they were literally punching each other in the face in the mosh pit.
He was able to avoid getting hurt, but he witnessed one concert goer that police failed to resuscitate.
It was sad. I've never seen like a real like dead body like or someone die like right in front of me.
Like McMahon, many at the concert were young people in their teens and 20s. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.